Thanks for downloading another Newsmakers podcast. Today we're talking with Mark Tibbetts of the Thermostat Recycling Corporation about how the program works, benefits to the contractor, and what they do with all that mercury. We did not talk about the dangers of indulging in a tuna fish sandwich, but we covered everything else. Enjoy and see you on the other side. All right, well, Mark, welcome in Mark Tibbetts, the Executive Director of the Thermostat Recycling Group. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. Can you explain to everyone who might be unfamiliar what exactly the Thermostat Recycling Corporation is?
TRC is an industry-funded nonprofit corporation that works exclusively to facilitate the collection and proper management of waste mercury switch thermostats.
Okay, to talk a little bit about how the program works.
The program's a really simple program. It's basically a reverse distribution scheme. TRC provides recycling containers to an array of collection points. Generally speaking, HVAC contractors remove thermostats from service. They bring them to a collection point, they drop them off, and the collection point then ships them to TRC for processing, in which we manage the mercury content properly.
Okay. Who's eligible for this program? How do you get involved?
Well, there's two types of folks that can get involved with the program in the HVAC industry. The first are collection points, HVAC wholesale distributors, HVAC contractors with seven or more technicians, or those serving rural areas can act as collection points. But any person that generates a waste mercury thermostat, whether it be a homeowner, a contractor, whatnot, are encouraged to bring those thermostats to TRC collection points.
Okay. How does this affect and benefit the average HVAC contractor that might be listening in here today?
I think the key benefit is that the program is free. It's funded by the manufacturers that support the program. And so our collection points don't charge to handle the waste. So one, it's free recycling. Two, I think everybody kind of familiar with mercury pollution. And this is a simple, easy way for the HVAC industry handle this waste appropriately.
Okay. Who are the HVAC manufacturers involved with this?
TRC currently has 29 manufacturers in the program, and I don't think we really have time to list all 29.
Sure.
But the program was actually founded by three manufacturers, Honeywell, White Rogers, and General Electric. But we represent, kind of A through Z for the industry, and it ranges from Carrier, Trane, Lennox, Rheem, to companies like Taco, et cetera. So we have a broad array of support within the HVAC industry.
Great. Yeah, 29 is impressive. Talk to us a little bit about the dangers of not getting rid of this mercury.
The real risk is that, individually, I think a lot of folks think that it's one thermostat, what's the harm? But if you think about how many thermostats are removed from service annually that may contain mercury, it turns out to be quite a bit of mercury potentially. And while, as a whole thermostat, there's no risk to a thermostat if it's encapsulated, if it does break during disposal or goes into an incinerator, it's a potential pathway for mercury pollution. And, mercury pollution is of significant concern in a lot of states. TRC is a simple way of addressing the risks associated with this product specifically.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about how the sausage is made. What do you guys do with this mercury? How's the process work?
It's actually a real simple process. We have a facility in Minnesota where we ship all the waste to. At that location, we actually clip out the mercury switch, and at that point, it becomes hazardous waste, and we send it to a recycling firm in Pennsylvania for processing, where they actually purify the mercury and recycle it, and it goes back into the marketplace for use.
Okay. How long have you guys been around?
TRC was actually incorporated back in 1996, but we went national in 2000 with the program, availing it in all lower 48 states. We don't actually offer it in Hawaii and Alaska because we can't ship the waste out of there. It was about 2000 when federal law allowed us to transport the waste nationwide.
Okay. And then what are the goals of the program? Not sure if you guys divide up goals by year or what, and kind of what point are you at?
At the high level, we're trying to get every thermostat we can get our hands on that contains mercury. But at this point, we're really in a kind of a growth mode of the program. We want to raise awareness about the fact that this is available. Two, we want to encourage distributors, particularly and contractors, to participate in the program as collection points. We've seen fantastic growth over the last 3 years. We've increased collections by 75% in the last 3 years, and we've been averaging about 20% a year in growth. So, for 2011, I'd love to do 20% again this year.
Okay. Okay, great. And for any contractor distributors listening now and they want to get involved, get some advice to direct them where to go?
Yeah, the best place to go is TRC's website. It's thermostat-recycle.org. There's a search tool up there that shows collection points. All you need to do is put your zip code in, and you can see if there's a distributor collecting near you. If you like to act as a direct collection point, get a container from us, either as a distributor or as a contractor. All the information you need to sign up for the program is on the website. To participate as a collection point, we do charge a modest one-time fee for the container. Beyond that, everything is free, including the shipping of the waste. Every container comes with a prepaid FedEx label.
Okay, sounds great. Anything I missed here in this conversation?
No, it's we're thrilled with the program. We're thrilled with the success of the program. And we really want the industry, the HVAC industry, to view us as a resource and a great way to address this environmental issue.
Great. Thanks for sharing this information with us today, Mark.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Thanks for taking the time, Mark. I hope everyone checks out your site. Thanks to everyone for listening. To hear previous podcasts, subscribe to us on iTunes. Good times, everybody.